That's kind of funky. I think that's kind of groovy. I'm liking that. So I will try my best to twerk that a little bit. And hey, 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 Donovan. Not as in hey, 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 Fat Albert. somebody said to me the other day, and I walked in a room and I went, hey, hey, hey. And then, you know, some little quick-witted person like, Fat Albert. I'm like, no, you don't call me Fat Albert. You know, you get a fat mutt hole stomped in your ass. But anyhow, it's David, and it's the 5x5 late night. And thank you guys for joining me. What is going on? I pushed this off. I was going to do it. I came home and had some things to do. It's been such a long, 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 long day. But I'm here. You're here. We're here. So I guess we're going to do it. Actually, is it too late to eat Grippos? Yes, dimwit it. Is it too late to eat Grippos? And if you guys don't know what Grippos are, they are a barbecue chip. And I think you can go to Grippos. Let me see, because I don't need to be. Yeah, go to Grippos.com. These are the best barbecue chips ever made. And I know I have talked about to eat Grippos barbecue potato chips, and I know it is almost 2 o'clock, and I see that's what my chest is hurting. If y'all don't hear from me, well, I ain't gonna put that in the universe. Anyhow, go to Grippos.com, and I've been eating these chips since I was a child, and that was only like 20 years ago. But and they're just so good. When I moved to Atlanta, when I get there, you know, there for several months, and you're like, oh, I want some Grippos. Run to the store. You can't find Grippos in the South. You can't find them anywhere. When you're coming back from Atlanta going north, the first place you'll see them is in, like, northern Kentucky. Don't ask me why. Do they make voodoo chips? Oh, you've had Grippos? Oh, Grippos are good. I don't know, they sold them in Texas. But Grippos are so, 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 so good. And but they're a barbecue chip. And here's the thing. The chip itself, because they do sell a plain version of the Grippo chips, the chips themselves are not that good. You know, they're just chips. But they use this kind of, it's a barbecue cayenne pepper powder that has brown sugar in it, so it makes it has a kind of sweet and spicy thing going on. So you can, and then they're like kind of flat and they break up real easy, and you just stuff it all in your mouth, and it's a little bit of fat boy heaven. But I shouldn't be eating them this late at night, so I'm going to stop. I'm going to put the bag down. But if you want to buy some Grippos, and you want, don't take my word for it, you have to try them. If you can't get them and get them where you live, go to Grippos.com, and you can order some. And speaking of websites, and I want to say this real quick, Nikki and I did a hair show a few months back, and you can see that in the 5x5 replay, and also on Real Talk with Day and Nikki, you can see that as well. I think it's in there, it says hair show, and we did a hair show, and we spoke of Carol's daughter. Now, yeah, they are delicious, but they are horrible. They're horrible for you this late at night. They're horrible this late. Hey, everybody in the chat room. Let's play nice, everybody. I have problems with no one. That's all I want to say. But anyhow, hey, Debbie, how are you? Anyhow, so we had a hair show, and then we were talking about Carol's daughter. So Carol's daughter is this product that a girlfriend of mine used several years ago to get from like really, really, really processed hair to natural hair. And so now she only goes natural. She doesn't use any chemicals. She doesn't use anything on her hair. But Carol's daughter has a website now on YouTube. So go check out Carol's daughter and look up YouTube. Look her up on YouTube. Anyhow, moving right along. Let's see. I just got home. Well, work was work. You guys too. I work with the developmentally disabled community, and so I have a lot of responsibility. But my thing is, people don't seem to do their job, and I'm not going to stress that out. So that kind of annoyed me all day. But I know if I'm not on my game, somebody could possibly die, or be hurt or injured. And so when somebody's inaction doesn't, how do I put it? When someone's inaction doesn't make it safe for somebody else, then that's what I have a problem with. So it just kind of annoyed me all day. So I was just kind of pissed off. And so anyhow, that's that. And I'm just kind of pissed off. And let's take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES, a message from the American Diabetes Association.
I'm secretly in love.
And we're back. We're back on. Thank you guys for listening. If you haven't checked out the the blog, which I just recently changed, it's the 5x5.blogspot.com. And cosmetically, it's going to change coming soon. So hopefully I can get that done. But, you know, today started my work week, so I won't be able to really to work on it until next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But thank you guys for joining me. Let's see. Well, we were talking. I want to just talk about eating grippos, but we're done with grippos. So here's the big scandal for today, and I get this off of Instinct Magazine's website, which is kind of interesting because I would love to see one. Have you guys heard about the guy that has two penises? So if anybody gets offended, and if your kids are up this late and you're listening, do not listen to this part of the show, because I'm not going to try to be vulgar. I don't like being vulgar. Really, that, you know, I get a little dirty sometimes, but not much. But, you know, this is, it's true. It happened. Well, I don't know if it's true or not. Here's the thing. There's this guy that went on Reddit and had a interview about this guy who calls himself the double dick dude, and I won't say the D word anymore, but it's a condition, and it's called it's either diphalia or diphalia. It is a real congenital condition that causes him to have two sex organs, and it's so funny to me because it says both penises are in the 6-inch range, but DDD, you know, double X dude, says one can get as large as 7 inches if he's really aroused. So, and then I've seen the picture. So in some form, it will be on the blog. I'm not going to have it on my blog because, you know, with Google AdSense, they don't want you to have anything that's sexual or obscene, if you're going to have Google AdSense as one of your little widgets and stuff on there. So I won't put the picture on there. I did before, but I stopped doing that. Anyhow, it says thousands of questions, but he said, he says his partners were a couple before they started dating him, because he has a straight partner, and which is a female, and he has a bisexual partner that's a male. He's bisexual. Let me tell you this. As a gay man, if somebody pulls their pants down and I see two things flopping out, first I'm going to look because curious, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And then I'm running because that's weird to me. Excuse me. That is weird to me. And he said he is happy with what God gave him. He's had some past issues as a result of being double pronged. I have no idea what that means. He said one issue in his teens, the Y intersection. And if you see the picture, you can go to thehuffingtonpost.com. It's under weird stories. The intersection, if you think the way they're conjoined, it's at like the base and it goes into like a V or a Y, I guess you say. And it's where his urethra splits into two, and there like tension there. And then I guess he can use the bathroom out of both of them. And there was so much pressure that it would make the second one void. And so, so they did some surgery and some catheters. Ugh. And, so he hasn't had any problems since, but here's what I thought was funny. I guess if you're proud, you're proud, I guess. And if you're proud of what you have in your pants or whatever, it can be whatever, whatever. But he goes commando in his underwear. I'm like, why would you do that? You know, he says they're sensitive. So maybe somebody needs Calvin Klein and Andrew Christian come up with some underwear for DDD. But he said people have told him it's fake. Some people freak out. I don't know what I would do. I know I would. Me and you can't do anything together, you know. And then, and I'm gonna say this. He said he was able to successfully have intercourse with a female with both of them. I don't know what that means. I'm not too sure. I want to find out. I just thought that was kind of a crazy story. It's too. It's very, very, very funny. And then they were talking back in the chat room about the Vikings quarterback. No, yesterday I spoke about, I think it's Chris Cluey. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. And he was fired from the Minnesota Vikings because of of this guy who is he's a special coach. His name is, and I forget the name from yesterday, Mike Prefer, and he called him a homophobic bigot. And but the Vikings, of course, I know, what did we expect them to say? They say that he's wrong. He wasn't fired due to his marriage equality activism. And Mike Prefer is now speaking out personally to Cluey's response, and he says that he vehemently deny today's allegations made by Chris Cluey. I want to be clear that I do not tolerate discrimination of any type and am respectful of all individuals. I personally have gay family members. I hate when people say that. That's just like saying, if you're racist and you say, well, I have black friends. That doesn't work for me, you know, but whatever. And he said, I personally have gay family members who I love and support, just as I do any family member. The primary reason I entered coaching was to affect people in a positive way. He affected them all right, you fired him. And he said, as a coach, I have always created an accepting environment for my players, including Chris, and have looked to Excuse me, to support them both on and off the field. The comments today have not only attacked my character and so did my professionalism, but they have also impacted my family. While my career focus is to be great professional football coach, my number one priority has always been to be a protective husband and a father to my wife and children. I will continue to work hard for the Minnesota Vikings, the Will family, and all of our loyal fans. It's a very coin, you know, it's very standard that they had to put that out there so they don't get any backlash, because they still never say why he was fired. And, you know, where's your performance report? Well, this is, you know, if somebody's saying I did something that I didn't do and he's out there publicly speaking of it, okay, if he's saying this is why he got fired, here's the real reason. He couldn't kick a field goal. You know, I don't know really anything about football. But you know, this is why he was fired. This is not why I didn't fire from XYZ. So I think he was made to say that. And so there's actually, and I didn't get to pull it up yet, but there's actually another player that's saying that Chris Cluey was right, that this stuff did happen. So as this story progresses, we will be sharing it with you guys. Let's see, what do we have next? Okay, well, let's play another little song and then we'll come back and you won't believe who's single. We'll be right back.
Seems piped clean for one love only.
I think I might have to listen to that a couple more times. That is New Earth featuring Snowflake. And you know, that's one of my favorite independent artists that I found on ccmixter.net. I think it might be .org. I'm not too sure. But she's the one that did that song that I played every single episode. When I started doing Christmas episodes, I did that. I played it at least once through an every episode. And I know you guys got sick of it, but oh well. So that's her. So I like her voice. She's one of the voices that can go into like just about any type of song. I don't know if she can rap or not. That remains to be seen. But she is. I like what she does. I like that. And she is Alex Barroza, who's the one that remixed the song, or who remixes songs on CC Mixer. And I think. I think that. He does a good job. I played Embrace the Taste. You guys have heard him, so that's not that big of a deal. So we talked about a man with two penises. We updated the Vikings drama, and this is something I wasn't going to talk about it at first, but I just thought it was kind of funny. I'm not going to give much time to it. There's a man in Utah who who is starving himself to stop same-sex marriages. Chow, nobody cares that you're not eating food. The government doesn't care. The people around you don't care. You need to eat a burger and get on with it. Nobody has, like Sweet Brown says, anybody got time for that? And it's just silly what people get behind. If it doesn't involve me, affect me in some way, like what does Whoopi Goldberg say? If you don't want gays to get married, don't marry a gay person. Go on about your business. If it's not hurting you, I don't see how somebody, love is love. Two gay men getting married, two gay females getting married. Love is love, and if they want to get married, let them get married. It has nothing to do with you. Anyhow, but the update on my e-cigarette that I just start using kind of yesterday, and I must admit it didn't go very well. I started using it this morning when after I took my mother to dialysis, and you guys all know about that. And I said, okay, so I won't smoke because she's very sensitive to cigarette smoke. I can't put cologne on because right now she's very sensitive to any kind of strong smells. And if you guys, I don't know if you guys told you, my niece purchased, remember Curve in the green bottle? My niece purchased that one of the new versions called Curve Crush or something, and it smells absolutely delicious. Although I had a GQ magazine today. And you know how you go through there, and back in the old days when you didn't have any money, well, I still don't have any money, but back, like I guess when I was high school, maybe I was in college, and you wanted to smell good, you go to like the grocery store and rip out the, or oh no, you go went to the library and you ripped out the little smelly sample thing, and you rub it all over your clothes so you smell like the new hotness cologne, but you could, but if you sweated in it, had been gone in like 2.5 seconds. Well. I'm going to this GQ magazine today, and there's a new cologne that I want. It's called Blue, BLEU. It's either Day or DEDI. I can't remember. Chanel. It's divine. I want it. But me and justifying really expensive cologne doesn't work. You know, and normally what only time I wear cologne now is if somebody buys it for me for a gift. That's how cheap I've gotten, but I'm like, but it really does smell good. But sometimes, you know, how it smells, and I'm gonna have to go. They sell it at Macy's, so I'm gonna go to Macy's sometimes next week and see. I still have some Macy's connection, so maybe somebody will hook me up. But it smells really good, cute bottle. But it's by Chanel, and I've never wore anything by Chanel. You know, like all the females like Chanel, you know, Chanel bag, Chanel shoe, you know, Chanel, and in that. No, that's Christian Dior. Anyhow, but it really smells good. So, and I haven't let that made me think when I seen the little smelly strip in there. I'm like, I used to do that. I used to take this little smelly strip and rub it all over my clothes so I would have the new hot cologne. And if somebody asked me, remember when Drakkar was relevant? I'm like, oh, that's Drakkar. And know as good as well, I got it from the library. Trust. what what else? Sometimes I really crack myself up. So the e-cigarette. And so I'm on my way home, and so I'm like, because I need the cigarette. But here's the thing, I bought a backup pack of cigarettes, and I guess I was sabotaging myself before I really knew what was going on, what I wanted to, before I knew what I wanted to do, I guess I should say. And so I start sucking on this thing. That came out a little bit more pornographic than I wanted it to, but I start, what else did you say? Dragging on it. And so the whole thing about this Mark 10, the cigarettes made by Mark 10, and I bet what's the company's name? Marlboro has something to do with it. But anyhow, they're toying their four hole technology thingy, whatever. And so, and but it feel like I was you know how you get them really, really, really thick shakes at, like, at, I think they sell them at Burger King. Don't get them at Sonic because you'll have diarrhea, but Burger King. And so I was sucking, and then because I had charged two of the batteries, because I got the little free charger kit with one battery, then I bought the one with the $6 coupon, and I'm like sucking, 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 and I'm like, nothing's coming out. Although it was, but for some reason, whatever the how they use that filter with the nicotine that's in there, and the vapor, and thing is, I want to know how that's made. There's something in there. There's smoke being made some way, and I need to know, because this is not one of those water vapor ones. They say it's vapor. I've seen the water vapor ones, and they actually have this kind of vapor inside, and there's a liquid that you pour inside. That may be how these work. I don't know, because this is the first one I've ever had. I've never really done any research, so I'm sucking on it or whatever, and it just, it wasn't the same. And then every time I inhaled the smoke, you know, you can taste the cigarette smoke, and I like that texture. I know it's horrible. I know I need to stop, but I like that texture. I like that feel. And not only for the nicotine delivery, I like how it feels. And it just felt weird. It just felt weird going into my chest. And I got nervous. I'm like, this thing is going to make me have a heart attack. And so I'm sweating. I'm sweating in the car. I'm driving home, and I'm giving it my best effort. And so, it just, my thing is, because I don't want my, because I smoke in my car, and then to the point to where I don't like, because there's film on your windows and all that kind of nonsense, and I'm just tired of smelling smoke in my cars. But a lot of times they say when you're a cigarette smoker, you don't smell other cigarette. I can. And I don't like, and this is another weird thing, is I don't know why I'm a smoker, because my mother smoked for years, and I was totally against it. I hated it, but then it's so addicting, and that's why people need to get off cigarette smokers. It's an addiction, just like anything else that's bad for you. It is an addiction. No, there should be 12 step. I guess they. I tried the one little the patch things. Yeah, the patches, they did work, but I was going crazy. Was going crazy. I was going crazy with the needing to smoke. And so anyhow, but today I gave it a old college try, and I tried. I maybe done it maybe for 2, 3 minutes once, and then another time this evening I tried again. But it's something in the taste that I don't like, that's really, really foreign to me. And maybe it's something that you have to get used to. It's just not what I but again, I'm gonna try it again. Somebody told me that you have to use it a couple times before it, the whole drag and inhaling and the taste changes. So I'm not sure on what I'm going to do. It's the let's see, you're easy with anyone. Don't share it. Trust me. Blue. I've heard a lot about the blue ones, but see, I have this. I'm coming from a place where I don't know anything about e-cigarettes, nothing at all. And yeah, I think you're right. Experts say that using the e-cigarette for real cig cessation does not work. I totally agree because I know me, and I'm one of the kind of people that once my mind has accepted and embraced a particular way of doing things, that might be the Virgo in me, that it doesn't. It's hard for me to switch it off. And so I don't know. I just don't like it. And but again, I'm gonna give it a chance. I might go since I want to stop smoking and I want to be healthier in 2014. Maybe I will go do some research. And the only reason I use this is because it was free. They sent it to me, and the value was there for me to at least to give it a try. And that's what I did. But everything doesn't work for everybody. And I think when my mother stopped smoking, it was cold turkey. One day the doctor said, told her, because she's went through chronic kidney failure, within the last 2 years, but this was years ago. And he said, this is where you're heading. This is where you're going to be. And it's not going to be with your family. Do it. Stop quitting or die. And true, I do believe that e-cigarettes simply give smokers a way to smoke con. I don't think I would because I'm not a, I don't like going outside and smoke that much when it's cold. But I can see that. I guess it's a total crutch that I think that it kind of enables bad behavior. But so I think if I'm gonna do it and for it to work for me and my personality, I'll have to just quit cold turkey. Whether that happened or not, I don't know, but I'm always hopeful. And again, I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to use this little filter, this little cartridge thing that I got at a great discount, and of course the free charger. I'm going to use it until it runs out. And I guess, and maybe it's already running out. Maybe that's what it is. That's where you don't get a lot of vapor or smoke. Because I need a, not that I need the smoke. It's pretty, yeah. But I just, it's just one of those things. Anyhow, we're going to take one more quick break. I'm going to come back and tell you guys who is recently single and on the market. And then we're going to wrap up. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
Loser. A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Boys, but I wanna spend some time. Let's get a little faded.
I don't know why I don't play that song at the very end of the show, because it sings goodnight. Does that kind of make sense? But that's not kind of goodnight she's talking about. She's talking about she might be having a good night with the guy with two penises. You never know. that was Erica David with Goodnight. I don't know why she hasn't blown up. She has that voice. She'll never be Queen Bee, just to know. And I want to say something. There's a little video floating around that says Beyonce is shady, that she threw some shade at Kelly Rowland during the earliest days of Destiny's Child. It's some kind of video where they're all introducing themselves. And you know, I'm always going to stand up for Queen Bee, but I love Kelly Rowland. I think the album, or I will say the singles, a few years back when I was still in Atlanta, Kelly Rowland had that song with what's in Young Jeezy. It was, oh, I can't think of his name. I should be ashamed of myself, because his ex-wife lives in Atlanta. I think, what is his name? Anyhow, she had that song, Motivation. Remember Motivation? And I thought that was better than some of Beyonce's stuff out at the time. So I love me some Kelly Rowland. You know, she's a chocolate brown girl. She's curvy. I think she's gorgeous. But she's doing her thing. We don't have to worry about Kelly. So anyhow, how the video, it was, I think, a little Vine video or whatever. And she was introducing herself. She was the first person. And then, if Beyonce rules the world, y'all better recognize. it was Kelly Rowland, then it was Latavia, then it was LaToya Luckett. And if you guys remember LaToya Luckett, she actually had some stuff out too a few years ago. I don't know why because her second album was really, really good. I don't know why. Maybe Beyonce put a stop to that. I doubt it. But she had that song. Damn it, I cannot remember anything. I'll look it up on my iPod and I'll tell you in a minute. But LaToya, she has some good stuff out, and they've all made peace with, except for that Latavia chick. I think she's still trying to get paid. But thing is, they still own the Destiny's Child brand. I don't know if Matthew Knowles, Queen Bee is why God is not fair. I know that's right. But I don't know if Matthew Knowles purchased them out and they're not part of the group. But she, in the most recent album, the new visual album that Beyonce has kind of crushed all the female competitors out there with, you know, they're mentioned on the album. At least Latavia is. LaToya is not, because she wasn't part of the group. Because if you look at the videos, they was on Star Search with Ed McMahon, and they lost to another group. But anyhow, Kelly is saying that she, during the video, she says, and Beyonce's at the end. So Kelly says, I am the second lead vocalist, and I thought that was kind of funny. That's shady in itself, but whatever. And so she says, I'm the second lead vocalist, and Beyoncé's looking at her. Neither of the girls in the middle, they don't even react. Beyoncé coughs and she kind of cuts her eyes, but I don't think she was doing that. I just think she was, and they were in their teens then. You know how teenage girls can be. And, they're in a group, but, I'm sure her father was pushing her to the forefront. He was like, Beyoncé, you a Donna Ross, and you want these bitches out the group. Mary Wilson, Cindy Bird song, and Florence, what, Florence Ballard, they out the group. But no, she's Donna Ross, baby. But and it's so funny. Remember what the scandal was? She played Dina in Dreamgirls for the movie, which was phenomenal. Even though Jennifer Hudson did get top billing and won the awards, but she played the part that people want to put on her. She's a star. She was always a star, and that's what she wanted to be. And I don't think she was throwing shade. So all the B stands and Beehive, Beyoncé didn't do all that. Y'all need to leave her alone. Well, the B stands didn't, but y'all need to leave her alone. Funny stuff, though. Lastly, there is a new band on the market, Sexy Hot Latino, ex-Menudo member. Remember Menudo when they had their little group on Saturday morning? Ricky Martin ends his relationship with his longtime partner. Ricky and Carlos have mutually agreed to end the relationship but continue to be united by friendship and their shared experience, a spokesperson said. And they had those babies. Well, he had those babies by a surrogate. And but here's the drama. It says they was in an open relationship. So anytime you have open relationships, that causes problems. So, he's single, he's young, he's rich, he's gorgeous. He's not going to have a problem finding another boyfriend. On the other hand, I'm going to wait for till the ex. Yeah, they're saying they're friends now, and there are people are threatening him like, "Yeah, don't you say nothing." There's going to be a tell-all. He will be on Oprah. He will be on Wendy because she'll get the tea. But anyhow, so we'll see how that story unfolds. Well, thank you guys tonight. Yeah, Ricky Martin is really, really handsome. Do I believe Michael is not dead? Michael who? Or Michelle, that Michelle. Michael? Who are you talking about? Do you believe Michael is not dead? Michael Jackson. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, High Five. Thanks, Donovan from the Off Limits Show. Oh, Michael Jackson is dead as a doornail. I think he's dead. But that might be something to research. But thing is, if he's not dead, we'll never know. If he, like, 'cause they say he could be, I guess, on an island with Tupac and Biggie for all we know. But anywho, thank you guys for listening. It's been kind of a fun show. Different, new people in the chat room tonight. But hey, it is what it is. And like I said, I don't have problems with anyone. I try to conduct myself. Fun and open, and that's all I really can say about that. And I cherish my friends, and I also am open to new acquaintances and things of that nature. So, good night, everybody. And this was the 5x5 late night. I'm here, you're here, we're here, and it's the 5x5. Good night. Bye.